There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
You're looking for a betting edge on the biggest games this weekend? VSiN has you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an intro offer of only $9.99. You get access to the recap by every host and every guest, all the picks, deep dive betting reports, betting guides for the biggest games of the year. Limited time offer, VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up, only $9.99, and become part of the team.
Love our weekly conversation with former NFL wide receiver and current VSiN host Mike Pritchard. He joins us here to kick off this hour. Good morning, Pritch. How are you?
I'm great, fellas. Good morning to you.
Hey, Mike.
We were talking about this throughout the show, a lot in this Cowboys 49ers game, right? Down to 3 yesterday at least one shop, now 3.5 again, and some 4s out there as well. The thought of the Cowboys playing on a short week after a game on Monday night that was in Tampa Bay, now across the country to San Francisco, and their 4th consecutive road game, by the way. We have people chiming in today saying, guys, it's a chartered flight, it's 5-star hotels, not that big of a deal. You played 4 consecutive road games. Is it a big deal?
Yeah, it is, because just the fact you're comfortable, you're still flying, you're still traveling, you're still sleeping in a hotel. Look, would everybody love to be in their own bed? Absolutely. And I think there's some advantages to that. But to me, the better angle to look at, more so than as the way the team is traveling, is the lack of preparation time because of travel. So think about it. The Cowboys got back late after that game on a Monday night. Okay, Tuesday, you're trying to mull around and get your body back. You got to do some conditioning, right? And so the soreness is real too. Okay, yesterday, Wednesday, you're starting your preparation. Thursday, you're going to start preparation. And all of a sudden, you got to make arrangements to travel again. So that starts to get difficult. Whereas the 49ers, they have been preparing for both teams, whether it was Tampa or Dallas. They got the head start because of the other game that they had, right? So from a preparation standpoint, I think the advantages lay with the 49ers, obviously. Now, the travel standpoint, I think adrenaline kicks in during a game, and certainly you probably feel better at the start, but you could wear down. I think the Cowboys could wear down, too, depending on the matchup that we see at game time. But, no, the travel is real. The lack of preparation time is the angle that I would look at, though.
Yeah, short week, grueling sport. The Tiki Barber quote years ago. I was still sore on Tuesday, so absolutely I'm with you. Why do you like the Giants?
Well, I like the Giants for a lot of reasons. I mean, they're playing better offensively. I think they're more prolific, to be honest with you. They're not just this running football team anymore. They have discovered a way to throw the football and get the ball out of Daniel Jones' hands quick. I also like the comparison with Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has played one game in a month, and that game was against Chicago, and it wasn't that great. when he was playing in that game. And then, okay, he comes back and plays and seals the deal when you think about what he did against the Giants in the backups. But I think that injury affected Jalen a little bit. He's going to have to go back to the old Jalen. There's a touchdown mm-hmm. advantage for Hurts, obviously, with Daniel Jones. But look at the comparisons. I mean, when you think about Daniel Jones down the stretch and what Dable has discovered with this football team, it really is remarkable, the level that Daniel Jones is playing at right now. So I guess that's my point. The Giants, there's more discovery and there's more improvement throughout the season that we've seen with this football team. Whereas I thought the Eagles hit a wall, and so they still need to find those improvements or find those matchups if they can, in this matchup. But I like the points with the Giants, though.
Okay, because you've been teasing a lot this year in the NFL. I thought for sure you were going to come on today and say, give me that two-team teaser on Saturday with the Eagles and the Chiefs. But so you like the Giants to cover, potentially win the game?
Well, I like the Giants to cover for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think the Eagles are good enough to win, and they got too many playmakers, I think, too. But I do like the Giants the third time around to keep the game relatively close in terms of possessions and a chance to get inside that number. You know, the Chiefs are interesting, too, because the public is going to be all over Andy Reid and how good he is after a bye. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes. But Jacksonville's found balance, guys. I mean, think about the teams that are one-dimensional and how they got bounced, right? Whether it was the Vikings, the Chargers, or even Tampa Bay, whereas you got these balanced teams that are very, very interesting. And to be honest with you, the Chiefs have the Chiefs and the Bengals are the next two teams in that tier of teams that have kind of skewed it higher than that 60-40 balance pass-run ratio, because they're both at 62-38. So they have a knack for being one-dimensional at times, but think about the quarterbacks though, right? So that gets interesting. But I don't know if the Chiefs will cover that number, but I've stayed away from that spread though right now.
Nothing would surprise me in the early game Sunday. You're on the fence with the Bengals-Bills game. What do you think happens in that game?
Well, I think Josh Allen needs to get involved in the rushing attack for the Bills. They've been reluctant to do that for some reason. I don't know if they're trying to keep him healthy with his elbow and all that, but I was going to look and investigate some rushing yard props for Josh Allen. I think I've seen 44.5 right now. So if he's involved that way, I think Buffalo gets very, very interesting as an offense, because now you have to deal with six eligibles, and we saw Huntley have some success against that Bengals defense. You know, Bengals are going to be compromised with that offensive line as well. The secondary for Buffalo is compromised with injuries. The rotation on the defensive line for Buffalo is compromised with Jordan Phillips banged up, as well as Daquan Jones. So that rotation that they've enjoyed all year is kind of compromised right now. So that's why I'm waiting to figure it out. It's 3 points. I could lay 3 points with Buffalo right now. Buffalo lost three games with a combined points of 8 points, right? By 8 points. And that's incredible, guys, for that football team to go all year and only lose three games with a combined total of 8 points. So I'm looking at the first half as -3. And depending on how the game shakes out, I could make a second half wager as well.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, former NFL wide receiver, current VSiN host, Mike Pritchard. Do you think maybe the reason why, along with the shaky elbow potentially for Allen not to be running the ball, as we've talked a lot about today on the show, Pritch, is the fact that Allen has been a turnover machine. The INTs, but also he puts it on the turf a lot.
Yeah. Right, and that's the concern, right? Because he has the most giveaways and turnovers you think about in this run, including the playoffs. And I think once Josh Allen settles in as a playmaker, that's when he just lights it up throwing a football too. When you're back there and you're trying to force it and you're trying to throw the football, thread the needle, and guys drop passes too, I get that. But he's also throwing it up for grabs, trying to make something happen. I would rather see Josh Allen try to make something happen with his legs more so with his arm in this type of matchup, in this type of game, because he's been giving it away.
You played 9 years in the league. Mm-hmm. First round pick.
Yes, sir.
Fossil came out and said, yes, Maher has the yips now. Did you ever have a situation like this where a kicker just went off the rails? And you saw Dak losing his mind on the sideline.
Yeah.
Well, how would you, take us through your 9 year career if this ever happened to you? And what should the Cowboys, how should they treat Maher on Sunday?
Oh, man. Well, kickers are head cases, though, Paul. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if you've ever been around a kicker, I mean, everybody sees McAfee. I mean, that's real, right? That's not an act. I think, you know, when it comes to kickers, they're much like golfers. I talked to Brady Cannon about this because, obviously, he's so great with handicapping golf. And I'm like, how do you get past a guy like, you know, a Jordan Spieth who has the yips or is crazy in the head sometimes, right, on the course? Well, how does a kicker get through that? I've personally never seen a kicker struggle to that level. I've seen kickers struggle. And, you know, it's Jabu and rituals and all that kind of stuff with the vodka. I mean, seriously, yeah, obviously, I mean, superstitious. Everything you can do to kind of get away from that. But more importantly, get your head out of that. I've seen coaches kind of work with kickers to by putting them under pressure and, you know, throwing water at them and all kinds of things. Whatever you need to do to kind of get that corrected in their head, because it's not mechanics, right? It's probably more inside their head than mechanics. But I've never personally seen that happen, but I do know of instances in which it's a battle. Because it's in their head. It's between the ears at this point with those kickers.
Yeah, and what they did yesterday could backfire. They signed Vizcaíno. So yeah, now he knows. Oh, boy, right? Doesn't he know that?
Well,
I better make it.
Yeah, but I love the accountability, though. I mean, just because you have the job, I mean, we can't replace you. If we might have a battle this week, why not have a kicker battling for his job each and every week? I think that should be the case across the league.
It's probably like a wide receiver who drops like three or four consecutive passes thrown at him. Not that you ever went through that, but it probably gets in their head at some point. Call your shot now. Who's playing in the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, I have the Bills and the 49ers. I had that in our pro football betting guide. I'm sticking with it.
Nice job.
I am. You know, that under situation, I know you guys might like the over and the Cowboys and the 49ers, but both teams, fellas, both teams held their opponents, the offenses, to one score in 10 games this year. And then you have the 49ers, if you include the playoffs, to 11. And the 49ers have, what, three shutouts? Or is it three shutouts or five shutouts in that second half? So I'm taking a second and a third look at the defense matchups here with the Cowboys and the 49ers.
I'll be Captain Obvious here, Pritch. It's going to be very difficult for Buffalo to play San Francisco in the Super Bowl when the Bills lose this weekend to Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you like Cincinnati. I heard about that.
I know, but
sticking by it.
I am concerned with the offense. How can you not be? I mean, down three
with
guys.
With offensive line? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But the rotation up front for Buffalo kind of corrects that a little bit. We'll see how it plays out, though.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the time, as always. Good luck this weekend.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the week.
Give him a follow on Twitter. He is at M.I. Pritchard. Paulie will recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. The landing spots last night, the upsets, it's all here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you
sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Big card, good night in the association. Again, Memphis wins on a last-second tip-in. They beat the Cavs. They won 11 in a row. Denver wins again. They beat Minnesota. They bet the over up from 238 to 242 and fell 240. Denver has won 15 in a row at home. Last loss was Dallas by a point. In the win, Joker at 31-11 and 13. Thunder Pacers under 241 down to 238, 126 to 106. Wizards money line plus 180, won at the Garden. Nebraska money line plus 220, beat Ohio State. Seton Hall plus 180, beat Connecticut. DePaul plus 320. They beat Xavier. Australian Open upsets. Fritz was 1,100. Popperin the dog was 8-1 and upset him. The Americans have done very well in the men's and ladies draw so far. Volnets was 8-1. She was victorious. And Grachev was 6-1 as well and beat a top 10 player. Bruins $1.60 up to $2. They beat the Islanders 4-1, and a Laker fan hit a half-court shot for $70,000 last night. Kudos there. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. Watch the show live at VSiN.com. We hit every demographic here. You want to see these tweets and these videos. Let's start it off with a bang, right? This is Randy McKay, VSiN Fan of the Year. A $20,000 Royale with cheese, and it was dealt. Doesn't have to do anything. $5 denomination, and that sucker is dealt for 20 large. Good for him. Good tweets about this as well, about why people are so lazy. In Southern California at an In-N-Out Burger, 40 cars backed up. Guy says, I'm just going in. Walk in, got his food in 2 minutes. It's like, well, between that and the app, people being lazy, I notice it at the coffee shops, at the pharmacy. Go right in. You don't have to sweat anything and wait in your car.
Yeah, Paulie, this is from Seth 20 minutes ago on Twitter. Tested our theory for breakfast this morning at McDonald's. Drive-through, 12 to 14 deep. Walked in, got my food, left. Car, I would have been behind, still had not ordered.
Yep.
That's
very
a play.
Good. Breakfast really out of control. Sure, absolutely. Lose some. Lakers plus 3 went off the favorite, lost at home to Sacramento. Utah Tech Grand Canyon under 137. Down to 134, not even close. That was 89 to 85. Couple lose some videos. Let's go to Boone, North Carolina. You don't see this every day. Well, maybe you do in Boone. We got a car chase, police car chase. In this case, tractor chase. It's a John Deere. And the fella never got over 20 miles an hour. They cut one of the tires, shot at one of the tires, didn't work. He drove into a dumpster, took out two cars, not a problem. They eventually tased him.
Like, what did he do?
I don't know what happened. I didn't get the background on it. They're bringing them down. I mean,
is that all he had? The getaway car was a tractor?
What? I don't know what.
Like, why are eight cop cars chasing a guy in a tractor? Like, what? Oh my God!
Look at this. There's like it's like six cops trying to bring him. Now he's swerving in and out on the John Deere. Going. It really does remind me of the OJ chase. What's like, guys? What are you doing? Pull him over.
It's very similar.
What's his name? AC Collins is going like 40 miles an hour.
Well, here's the problem, though. If you want to try to run this guy off the road, the tractor's going to destroy the cop car. He's got you. The edge goes to the tractor every single time.
Well, not with you blow out one of the tires, though. I mean, God. Again, the Coyotes are taking over here in the Valley. Watch out. Let's go to Henderson. They're just crossing the road. No problem. Here's five of them in a local community in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Careful.
Be careful with the pets. Absolutely. That's another one, too, with these guys.
This is a good reminder that we don't need any more people moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, right.
Dangerous here.
Yep. Bad beats. Man U. For Nigel, Man U to win and to win to nil. 1-0, 91st minute. Crystal Palace right in your eye. 1-1 final. Colorado State plus 5, lost by 6 in overtime to San Diego State. And Las Vegas locally tweeted this out. They then deleted it. But the original tweet was, someone robbed the Suncoast casino cage. But then the cops pulled somebody over, but it was the wrong guy. If that's true, that would be 11 robberies in the last couple months. This is out of control. And if it's the same, you got to calm down if it's the same group. You got it, guys, you're begging to get caught here. You know, people had the Danny Ocean, Terry Benedict tweets as well with Ocean's 11.
Right.
But this is nuts how this has happened. That it's been, because remember, we didn't talk about it the other day. Two more were hit this week.
Right.
Two more in the same night were hit.
So at first, when it was around three or four, I'm like, coincidence, probably not the same group. Then we got to five or six, and I'm like, yeah, it's definitely the same group. Now, as it's continuing, I'm back to the thought of maybe now it's just a copycat, and it's not the same group, because how far do you really want to push this? How greedy do you want to get?
Well, the other thing is it that easy, at least how they see it, to get away with it? They're eventually going to get caught. And someone, again, loose lips sink ships.
Sure.
If you got three or four people involved, someone's going to dock. Maybe it's like De Niro and Goodfellas, where it's just, it could be a problem. Just whack everybody. But this is, right? It's because you're not supposed to put up any resistance or give them problems. Yeah. But if you're just showing up with a note, hey, I may have a gun, give me them, and then you run out the front door about 11 times in a couple months?
Well, as long as you brought that up, I'm seeing that yesterday, I believe, there was a Florida man who tried robbing a Publix.
Okay.
With a stapler. So he wrote a note, said, give me all the cash, I got a gun on me.
I got it.
He
said he had a gun.
Yeah, said he had a gun.
He threatened him
so
with the stapler.
So he didn't walk up and say, give me everything you got with a stapler.
It's a stapler, okay.
So he said he had a gun. The employees were smart. Police got involved. The guy took off, started running. They got the guy, and lo and behold, it was a stapler he tried robbing him with.
There's casino. There's security everywhere, though. I mean, once you hit that button about help, alert, I'm getting held up here.
Right?
Red.
It should take 5 seconds.
Yeah, code red. Code red. You'd think they'd swarm, or at least they'll be ready for him.
I know.
My God, it happened to a friend of ours at the South Point. They put a gun in his face behind the sports book, and they were on the guy by the time he got the valet. Yeah. So win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. New bettors get up to a $500 free bet, second chance bet. Deposit code sports.
Joker going to do this? Is he going to win his third consecutive MVP?
Yeah. The on-off numbers are so absurd that he's going to three-peat, and he's so good. I mean, like many people have said, he goes out. It's like he takes the floor every game. He's like, let me try this. Tonight I'm going to have 15 assists, but not going to shoot much.
Right.
Tonight I'm going for 20 rebounds. Right. Tonight I'm going for 40 points, and I'm going to get mine. I mean, it's just $1.10 favorite now after a 31-11-13.
Well, this stinks, quite frankly. I went to bet him. It was like last week because he was 8-1, and I have like no action on these
top guys.
You saw
8-1 last week?
It was whenever it was.
A couple weeks ago.
The timeline. So he was 8-1. I went to go bet it, and he was down to 4-1. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to bet 4-1. Because it's like Luka's having an amazing year. Tatum, same thing.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, he went from 4-1 to plus 175 yesterday. Now he's minus 110. How quickly this has changed now at the MVP race in the NBA. I hope he does it. I hope that voters don't say, we can't give it to a guy three times in a row. Yes, you can.
What if they're the one seed?
Which there's a very realistic possibility of that happening.
And they have the best record in the league. Yeah. I think he's going to get it. What's going on?
The guy's getting better.
I know. The numbers are. And it's like last year. They're awesome when he's on the floor. When he's not on the floor, they're a high school team. It's night and day. Yeah. What's going on with Defensive Player of the Year? There's an update there. Is it still Lopez and Jackson? Head to head?
Lopez is now like 5-1.
What?
Yeah.
It's all Jackson?
Oh, look at this. Jaren Jackson's on minus
$2. Oh, no.
And don't look now, but Nick Claxton is down to 8-1. And I have nothing on him. Oh, I'm taking a week off of work if Nick Claxton wins the award. You will not find me.
Really?
Oh, it's going to be an awful day at the Moss household. Because I got Lopez at 500-1, and I've been adding Jaren Jackson the entire time, and I have zilch on Nick Claxton. Nothing.
Jesus.
But he's been on a tear with the block shots. I don't... The problem is... Lopez... The Bucks are not great defensively. Right? They're allowing like they're, they were a month ago, but now that's kind of gone by the wayside. And the Grizzlies are pounding teams. Jackson, though, is only averaging like 25 minutes a game. So could that, but does that matter when he's putting up 3.5 blocks?
Yeah.
And their defensive numbers are like taking over as easily the best in the NBA when he's on the court? Probably won't matter.
So I know Barkley echoed my sentiments earlier in the week that Barkley said the Gobert trade was the worst trade in NBA history.
Yeah.
What are the Clippers doing? Where's this going to rank? This load management and not playing Kawhi and George at the same time, they are in the play-in round right now.
I know it.
They're under 500.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So this, I mean, Presti knew it too. We had him. It's like, well, if Kawhi doesn't come, you're not getting anything. And it's Kawhi or bust. So we got all these picks and he got SGA. One of these, or both of these guys could walk and all you get to is not even a conference finals? Or excuse me, conference finals? I mean, this is a disaster what's going on with the Clippers.
I would say so. Imagine if this team misses the playoffs.
You're taking a big chance just by being in the play-in round, though. Uh-huh. Someone could get hot, one and done, and that's it.
You might play the Lakers in the play-in round. How big would that game be? Oh, I'd actually
be
like
a monster
to see that.
Right. It's ridiculous. Well, they lost again. Yeah, they're under 500.
Run down our in-pocket plays with what we're betting today coming up next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
All right. All these props we discussed earlier in the show. Let's go over them again. And I cannot believe this price. It's up at DraftKings. All teams to score in the divisional round. It's $1.90. That blows my mind.
All teams to score.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Yes. Touchdown. Absolutely. Touchdown. Points in every quarter, plus 165. That cashed last week at plus 460. Every team has a passing touchdown in the divisional round. That cashed last week at 9-1. This week it's plus 350. Going with those, I recommend those up at DraftKings. Johnny and the group did a great job getting them up early, and it's an incredible menu like they had last week. I will be adding Joe Burrow to throw an interception. No. As well,
no.
later in the week. Oh, no. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah, I had it last week. I trust that guy in a big game.
Okay.
Divisional round road teams, plus 24.5. That's for the weekend. That's available at numerous spots as well. That's what I have.
Okay, so I have added the over. I know this is going against Mike Pritchard. He pointed that out earlier, that he likes the under. I think we're going to get some more points in this game. And I think the number goes up. Cowboys 49ers over 46.
Yep.
You can find a 45.5 out there. It's 46 at most spots in Las Vegas. We'll go with that number. And I do think 47 is a key number when it comes to totals. I do think it touches 47. Does it go beyond 47? I don't think so. If it does, it'll probably be, there's going to be some buyback. But I'll go over 46 in that game coming up on Sunday. What are the ratings? If that's a great game, what are the ratings going to be like? All-time good?
Yeah.
Between those two
fans? The Monday night game was all-time.
And the pending play that I have as well. Chiefs to win the AFC plus 145. And a two-team teaser on Saturday. Oh, boy.
If this loses...
Is that why you're not betting it?
Yeah.
Emotional hedge for you?
I'll tease up Jacksonville and then the Giants.
Eagles minus 2.5 and the Eagles minus 1.5 on a two-team, 6-point long teaser.
Yep. But then again, you're in this position for a reason. There shouldn't be any excuses if you're Kansas City or Philadelphia Saturday.
I was also
But then again, we know what happened last year on Saturday. Tennessee, bye-bye, Green Bay, bye-bye.
Yep. I was also going to bet the Warriors-Celtics game over, hoping it would be around 235. It's touching 239.5. These totals in the NBA. We see 240s now almost every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said yesterday, on the believe it was the Win Horse podcast. Bontemps said it. Tim Bontemps.
Yeah.
At the time, and they're now number two. Cleveland was number one in defensive efficiency, 109 points per 100 possessions. Years ago, it would have been 19th. But it's also pace and space. It's certainly the lack of defense, though, too. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, BetRivers.com. You'll love the Maher special. Will he miss an extra point Sundays, plus 250? And you can find these picks and all the picks mentioned by every host and every guest, VSiN.com/picks. The games Sunday are so good. Now, you know, same thing could happen Saturday, but on paper. And it comes down to what quarterback plays the best in the early game.
Yep.
Because I could see Purdy just being average, and Dak beats Dallas with some turnovers. And San Francisco has so many weapons, they win the game. But you asked me, and I know he had this 14 touchdown, one interception run in his career before the Miami game. Josh Allen's got to do a better job. And these turnovers going back to the first meeting against the Jets, you got to cut it out, man.
Let me bring this up to you, Paulie.
Sure, but that's where I trust Burrow to take care of the ball and not get his team beat.
This is from Follow the Money and VSiN viewer Joe Ryan. He tweeted me last night. He said, allow me to present one point that I have not heard a single person say this week. He's asking the question, how easy is it for the Bills to really replace a person like Brian Daboll? For weeks, we've seen Allen make boneheaded plays that he had not made in the past 2 years. Daboll has, in games with the Giants, shouted his players down for bad plays, and the team has only gotten better. So will the Bills be able to beat the best and their first real opponent this postseason? And how can Daboll get the Giants to get the Eagles to fall into their game plan? He's pointing out that maybe this is not talked about enough. The Bills with Daboll as the OC and Allen, he didn't play like this. And that 14-1 ratio that you talked about was with Daboll. And now without him...
Well, I can't blame Dorsey for his turnovers, though. And Dorsey's interviewing for jobs. By all accounts, he knows what he's doing. So that's I think, on him.
But would Daboll be able to rein him in?
That was a stupid play to John Brown.
He's had dumb plays.
I'm talking about the play call and the miscommunication that happens.
Yep.
Allen took blame, but it was on John Brown. I have a problem with the play call. It's first down. On that drive, you're gashing him on the ground, and you throw that. That didn't make any sense.
I go back to the Jets game where he originally got hurt. That pass to Sauce Gardner, what was that?
Yes.
It was like this. He threw it right to him.
How about the first fumble against Miami?
Another one.
He's running to the sideline. He's not even touched. Out comes the ball.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And then the strip sack that led to the touchdown, the scoop and score. Take care of the ball.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And the Bengals, I mean, they have done such a good job in big games and a lot this year with the defense of, you know, containing your really good offenses.
Well, that's why I want to see Dorsey stick with the run. I mean, because what Baltimore was able to do against him. Baltimore had a lot of success running the ball again. Baltimore moved it on him with Huntley. The Bills should move the ball on him Sunday. But again, don't be afraid to mix in Cook and the other guys that you have.
Yeah.
You have a good rushing. Now you also get McKenzie back, which is big. So you have, and I know Beasley had a couple big plays. So you got Beasley and McKenzie and Davis and Knox and Diggs.
Yeah, but
spread them out and throw. Let's go.
But how many of those weapons are truly good weapons? I mean, Diggs is an elite wide receiver. I like Knox at tight end for sure. What's Gabe Davis? Average? Maybe
he's above average.
He's slightly above average?
Yeah.
I would say
he had a disappointing season, but you saw what he did against Kansas City last year in the playoffs in the Miami game.
It's boom or bust with him.
Yeah.
Well, is that on him or is that on Josh Allen then?
I don't know. I would think there should be big emphasis on getting him involved, though, because what are they thinking? What's Cincinnati thinking? Let's limit and take away Diggs, especially
deep.
Maybe Davis eats.
If the Bills' defense cannot get a rush on Burrow, they're not winning this game.
Yeah.
If the offensive line can hold up for Joe Burrow, he's going to pick him apart.
That's what he did in the Monday night game, till it was called. I don't know about the Daboll tweet, though. The Giants are 25th in takeaways. So I don't think the Eagles will turn it over and beat themselves. And I think you get hopefully you get a big performance out of Philly. A lot of people are overreacting to how they closed the year. Well, you didn't have your MVP candidate quarterback.
Sure. I mean,
right?
Paul, it would not be the same narrative going in right now to this game if Hurts never got hurt and they won, you know, they could have won 15, 16 games. I don't know if it would have played out like that because they would have had the one seed wrapped up and maybe the sick guys, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
They were a machine on offense.
They would have beat the Saints. They probably
of course.
They would have beat the Cowboys
yes.
with Hurts.
They obliterated the Giants when they played in week 14. Hurts was completely healthy.
Yes.
He was going. He was the shortest shot on the board to win the MVP before he got hurt, and he deserved to be.
Yep.
Because every week they were putting up tons of yards and huge numbers, and he was running the football, throwing to A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith was involved. Goddard was hurt. It didn't matter. I mean, running the football, throwing the football, all of it. You name it, the Eagles were great at it. And again, he was ahead of Mahomes to win that. So that was going to be his. And now he gets hurt a little bit, comes back, and that's the big question mark.
Yep. I have two things here. Now, and these games are tough. This is difficult, especially from an ATS standpoint. Who's going to cover? But I think, and I could be wrong, but I think we're overreacting to one game with Dallas and the Giants. The Vikings were frauds. Tampa Bay stunk. I think we're giving Dallas and the Giants way too much credit for what they did in their two playoff wins. And something I said to you off the air, Kansas City's laying 8.5. You can find 4-1 on Jacksonville money line. Philly's laying 7.5. And you're seeing plus 280, plus 260 on the Giants. Now think about that. Pretty much the same point spread.
Right.
But look at the difference in the money line on the dog.
Sure. Well, that will also tell you, though, that people... I mean, how many people have you heard make the case for Jacksonville this week compared to maybe to cover, but not to win? The Giants are going to be the most public dog of the entire weekend.
Yeah. And their history, which probably doesn't matter, but for most, a lot of people, it does matter. But it's 07, it's 011 all over again, and they're on a 6-0 run against one seeds.
It's also going to be, well, it's a divisional opponent. It's tough to beat a team three times. No, it really isn't.
Yeah, that needs to die.
That has to die. That whole thing has just been, it's been... you know, proven that it's false, you know, over time. It's not. So, I do like that both one seeds are playing on Saturday. I like that.
Well, they should get all the advantages. They earned it.
That and also, get them in. Win the games, right?
And you put your feet up and we have a great Super Bowl and a great championship Sunday.
Rather than staggering, I guess is my point. Playing both on the same day. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, we can't go wrong if those two teams win in terms of overall, you know, powerhouses meeting each other to go to the Super Bowl. Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian on the show coming up next. He's terrific at breaking down player props. Which numbers jumped off the page to him for the divisional round? We'll ask him that question coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Everything heating up this weekend with the divisional round. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to book. All things football this playoff season. Divisional round parlay insurance. First touchdown playoff insurance as well. The Brett Maher prop is up. They're open for business. Plus 250 to miss an extra point. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers. Get up there now or download the app. Get in on the action.
Player props here with Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchin with GuillotineLeagues.com during the regular season and also Fantasy Football Weekly as the podcast. Charge, good morning. Let's begin with a quarterback prop that you like on Saturday. It's Daniel Jones. Are you looking at him on the ground? Are you looking at him in the air? How do you want to attack him?
Yeah, we hit the ground last week, but we're going to stay away from that here because we've got our most broken line of the day with his passing line. Under 224. So Jones, and we'll mention in the earlier matchup, and he only played in the one game against Philly, the rest of their starters week 18, Jones threw for only 169 yards against Philly. So here's what I want you to do. Philly played 17 games. Guys, how many quarterbacks do you think went over today's line on Daniel Jones, 224, in the 17 games against Philly this year?
Oh, boy, the way you're asking this.
There's going to be a low number, two.
I'm going to guess three.
Two.
Two.
Wow. Now, okay, how about Daniel Jones? How many times did he go over today's number, 224.5?
Two.
This year?
He said four. Wow.
Four. So we have a combined, that means combined between the Philly keeping quarterbacks under, Jones going, trying to go over, it's six overs and 29 unders combined. I don't know where this 224 line came from, but this thing feels very, very wobbly. And the inept Viking secondary gave everybody a national view of how good Daniel Jones is. I think that's masking the real Daniel Jones. He's clearly improved, but I don't think he's so improved that we can't go under here. And also, this game plan should orient away from Jones. Philadelphia is a far easier run defense than they are pass defense. Philly finished as Pro Football Focus's fifth best pass defense and number one ranked pass rush. There's a lot of ways this can go wrong for Daniel Jones.
Okay, so you think this should shake out as a Barkley game more than Danny Dimes, obviously?
I do, yes. But okay. I didn't love the Barkley lines, but I really liked this Jones under 224.5.
Okay, let's go to the early game Saturday, Jacksonville and Kansas City. What do you think of Lawrence props?
There's two that I like here. I want to start with the over 249 yards. So volume is on our side. Kansas City sees the third highest passing play percentage, 62%. They see the third most pass attempts, 37. Volume's critical to hitting your over. Kansas City, as I mentioned, the 37. Quarterbacks who attempted 37 pass attempts against Kansas City averaged 270 yards. We need to get to 249. And Lawrence has hit 37 passing yards in exactly half his games. In those games, he averaged 299 yards. So just on volume alone, I like Lawrence here. He's got some strong individual matchups for receivers, one of whom we may talk about in a minute. And I'll give you one other intangible that I like about Trevor Lawrence going over. Here are the last 5 weeks, the quarterbacks that Kansas City has faced. Russell Wilson, Davis Mills, Geno Smith, Russell Wilson again, and Jarrett Stidham. I wonder if there's not going to be a little overconfidence here. This is going to be a little, and Trevor Lawrence is not Patrick Mahomes, but he is going to be the best quarterback that they have faced. And one other kicker on Trevor Lawrence, by the way, rushing touchdown, his anytime touchdown is plus 400. Kansas City's fifth is bottom five in quarterback rushing attempts seen, quarterback touchdown seen, and quarterback rushing yards. You might want to look at the plus 400 anytime rushing touchdown,
Trevor Lawrence. And who's that wide receiver you mentioned?
Christian Kirk, thank you for asking. Over 64.5 yards in this one. So we already know Christian Kirk's the go-to receiver in this offense. He leads every receiving stat category for Jacksonville. He runs two-thirds of his plays from the slot. Now, Kansas City, 3 weeks ago, decided to move their rookie cornerback, Trent McDuffie, into their slot as their primary slot guy. He's only seen 15 career targets from the slot. So he's super green. And in his three games as a slot receiver, the most capable slot receiver that McDuffie faced was Hunter Renfro. He posted 60 yards and a touchdown. And there have been a litany of other slot receivers that have had big games against Kansas City this year. Jerry Jeudy, Tyler Boyd, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, Greg Dortch, Christian Kirk. This same Christian Kirk, earlier matchup, 105 yards and two touchdowns. So if you want to bundle Kirk's anytime touchdown at plus 190, by the way, and that over 64.5, that'll give you a same-game parlay of roughly plus 350.
All right, very good. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer. So again, back to the Giants and Eagles game here. There is a prop that you like on the Eagles side. It's Dallas Goedert. What do you want to do with him?
I want to go over 48.5, and I want you to consider the same game parlay with the anytime touchdown as well. That anytime touchdown's plus 210, which seems Dallas Goedert's really good, and that seems like it's a little out of whack to me. But so between Dallas Goedert's midseason injury and then Gardner Minshew showing up and just basically deprioritizing Dallas Goedert, he hasn't done a lot for a while. But that's going to change with Jalen Hurts under center. And in Goddard's games with Hurts, he averages 5 catches for 60 yards. That's, you know, a healthy amount over today's line, 48.5. The Giants are a bottom 10 defense against tight ends of both yards and receptions. He's topped the 48.5 in 2/3 of his Hurts starts as well. And here's maybe the most important part. The Giants simply didn't play very many good tight ends all year. So I'm going through their box scores, looking at what every tight end did. They only played 4 tight ends that were anywhere near Dallas Goedert's levels. And here's what they did. Mark Andrews, 106 yards, touchdown. Evan Ingram, 67 yards. Dalton Schultz, 2 touchdowns. TJ Hockenson with 2 blow-up games, 109 yards and 2 touchdowns, and came back last week with 129 yards. This team just hasn't seen many good tight ends, and when they do, they get beat by them. So Dallas Goedert, over 48.5.
All right, very strong. And finally here, an anytime touchdown on the Giants side. Who are you going to go with?
Yeah, I'm going with Richie James. I told you earlier that Daniel Jones worries me. So this is this is the one that I'm concerned about the most of all of them that I mentioned. But there's still some nice angles here. The Eagles have got 2 really great outside cornerbacks. James Bradbury, revenge game for him, by the way. Darius Slay. Nobody wants to go on the Slay ride. Guys, these are great outside corners. So instead, James gets the easier matchup in the slot against Avante Maddox. And he's not bad either, but he's just not Bradbury and Slay good. Philly, get this. Philly allowed 16 wide receiver touchdowns. 9 of the 16 went to the slot. So if you want to try an angle here, you get Richie James anytime touchdown is plus 350. It's a value play for sure. Again, I don't see a ton of production coming from Daniel Jones in this game. But if you want a nice value play, Richie James would be the angle.
All right. Good breakdown. We love talking to you. Tuesday on the show, in light of the anniversary, by the way, just happened. But we did our top 5 losses we can't get over that still haunt us. And being from Minnesota, number 1 on my list was the 1998 NFC title game.
Hell
double-digit
yeah,
favorites, the Vikings, highest scoring team in NFL history at the time, 15-1, lost at home. You were at the game. And also, by then, I had given up on the organization and said they can go hurt someone else. I forgot about 09. I mean, the Vikings, I think, turned the ball over 5 times in New Orleans. Brett Favre lost. Adrian Peterson fumbled in the red zone. But you were at the 98 game.
I was at the 98 game. Keep in mind, Gary Anderson had made, I think, 117 straight kicks, extra points and field goals leading into that. Hadn't missed a field goal all season long. He missed the game-winning field goal in that game. We all kinds of miscues that went against the Vikings. The Vikings in that year, 98 highest scoring offense in the history of the league, most yards history of the league. And then we get back to the NFC Championship game in 2009 with that magical season with Brett Favre, go to the Saints, and despite all the turnovers, teams ready to win down the stretch. They have a 52-yard field goal to win the whole thing, and 12 men in the huddle, and now they got to back up 5 yards. And then next play, Brett Favre rolls right, throws across his body left, intercepted.
They have lost 6 straight NFC title games?
They've lost 6 straight. Imagine what that does to your fan base when you are a game away from the Super Bowl 6 times, which is this spans my entire adult lifetime. and you don't win any of the six. And what's more, you get blown out of those games. It has been very trying for this fan base. Combined, now that the Vikings are out, by the way, for more futility, our four major sports here in Minnesota have now gone a combined 117 seasons without a championship.
Wow.
That's pretty rough.
Oh, my God. 117 seasons.
Ouch. Yeah. You can put 98, Jesus. 99 Vikings up against almost any other loss for any other fan base. Yeah. Honestly, you can.
You're at the game. The fans are chanting Super Bowl. Yeah.
Oh,
it's over.
I walked out, and there were stacks of, you know, everybody had their Super Bowl merchandise was outside. Yeah. You know, all these vendors and everything had to undo all that. The newspapers, Super Bowl newspapers had to be burned.
Yep.
Terrible. Oh, God.
Yep.
All right, pal. Best of luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Yeah,
thanks,
we'll talk to you next week.
Follow him on Twitter. He's at Paul Charchian. And if you miss any of the show, search Follow the Money wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you.
Go, paper.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeira. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.